And now to a very different type of investigation. An Oscar-winning filmmaker explores the Amazon. James Cameron, who's directed blockbuster hits from Titanic to the more recent box office smash Avatar.
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Cameron's most recent journey was a trip down the Xingu River in Brazil. He was there to lend support to indigenous people who are fighting government efforts to dam the river. New York Times reporter Alexi Barrio Nuevo went along on that trip, and he joins us now to tell us more about it from Rio de Janeiro. Alexi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So how did James Cameron get involved with this cause in Brazil?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Michelle. He's been kind of going through this evolution as an advocate for the environment and environmental causes, and starting, you know, sort of how he lives his life, you know, in California with driving hybrid cars and powering his Santa Barbara home with wind and solar, doing organic farming, all that. But then he sort of got involved with Amazon Watch recently. And so when he decided to come to Manaus for a sustainability conference, he was sort of encouraged to actually visit where there's going to be this Bela Mancha Dam project. And he decided to go. And it was the first time he had ever been in the Amazon, actually the first time he'd ever been in Brazil.
I was curious about that because obviously people have drawn the parallel with his latest movie. It's a story of indigenous people fighting against a repressive power. And I was wondering, what's the chicken and what's the egg? Was he interested in making Avatar because he was interested in issues like this? Or is it because he made Avatar that he got interested in issues like this? And did he talk about the parallels between the movie and what's happening in Brazil on your trip with him?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot of time to actually talk. We took a tour of the forest at one point, and he explained pretty clearly that he wrote the script 15 years ago, but he never actually had the chance to visit. And when he decided to do the movie Avatar, he made a very conscious decision to not try to film in the Amazon or a region like that, because he knew that trampling a film crew through the forest would be pretty destructive. So he decided to go the CGI route in large part to avoid that kind of issue.
You mean CGI meaning what?
It's sort of computer generated
imagery. Okay.
Imagery.
You wrote about a fascinating ceremony held in Cameron's honor. Will you tell us a little bit about it?
Right. Well, when Cameron was finished giving us his own talk at the end of a whole long day of speeches by all the Indians in a council they were having to sort of figure out what to do, they gave him sort of a dance of appreciation, as they called it. And that was after they had already given him a number of presents, spear, the crown or headdress of a very important tribe called the Kayapo, you know, beads made of seeds. And after they'd done all that, then they led him on this very elaborate, you know, ceremonial dance to his boat to see him off.
Did you have a sense that people knew who he was or had a sense of why he was there?
That was what was really interesting. And I think something that Cameron really appreciated was a sort of a sense of anonymity in a way. The Indians only knew that a sort of a powerful ally was going to be attending their tribal conference. I mean, many of these tribes don't have television, or if they do, they have only maybe 1 hour a night on a generator. So to them, he was someone that was there from the white world to try to support their cause and do what he could to influence the government and public opinion around the world.
Any sense that his advocacy is having an impact?
That remains to be seen. You know, he arrived back in town this weekend, actually, with Sigourney Weaver and another actor from Avatar. They had some meetings in Sao Paulo and then in Brasilia, and he's trying to get a meeting with President Lula of Brazil. And then they're heading back into the Xingu River Basin to visit another meeting of the Indians. So it remains to be seen, but it's getting a lot of attention here since the story ran and since his visit. A lot of people are focused on this connection between Avatar and the real world. And, you know, Avatar is a movie that's having kind of an interesting influence, you know, on the political discussion.
And finally, Alexi, it's a tricky question because it's the kind of thing that's very easy to make fun of, you know, big Hollywood director goes native and all this. But you're having been there. I'm just interested to know, what was his attitude about it? Did he seem very sincere? Did it seem like it was a moving to him? What did you walk away with?
Right. I don't think I've ever met anyone as curious as this guy. I mean, you know, he's in the forest taking a walk with the chief of the local tribe and some of the people from Amazon Watch and a couple of his bodyguards. And he's, you know, asking innumerable questions about the local fauna and flora and about the local Indian customs. You know, he watched the chief fashion these ankle bracelets out of these long green leaves and then climb an acai tree, you know, within, you know, 30 seconds or something. And he was very impressed. And, you know, I think that Cameron was sincere about being there, sincere about learning, honest about the fact that he wasn't an expert on the project, but, you know, saw a sort of basic parallel to the concerns he has about man moving in on native territories in the name of progress. But he was very serious demeanor, but yet very sort of open to enjoying the traditions and getting into them. You know, he danced with the Indians at the end on the way to the boat, you know, shaking the spear a little bit as he was going. And he was very emotional sitting there at this little wood desk, you know, under the tree at this large meeting. It looked like maybe on the verge of sort of tearing up a bit when the Indians were saying in either Portuguese or their own native language that they were willing to give their lives to stop this dam if necessary, because the project could dry up this large swath of the river and, you know, affect their way of life forever.
Alexi Berrionuevo is a reporter for The New York Times. If you want to read the piece that he wrote about his trip with James Cameron, we'll have a link on our website. And we caught up with him in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Alexi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.